All right, good singing all the way around. I bless the Lord for how good God's been, where He's brought us from, where we could have been had it not been for the grace of God. Take your Bible. We're going to be looking in the book of Psalms, Psalms 100. You find the place you're able to stand. We'll be looking there in that chapter in Psalms 100. In the lesson that we're looking at, he said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be ye thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. We pray you'd bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. Lord, may you save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I will preach a little while on a joyful noise, if you will. In the day and hour that we're living in, there's a whole lot of different noises that are out there in the world. There are those that are chanting and ranting and raving to a false god and a false entity that they have set up on a pedestal. There are those that, because of the pain and because of the agony of whatever this life has to offer, that they're making a lot of noise. Let me say to you, some because of mourning. I got to tell you right now, over there in the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse number 2, the psalmist, he said, "I mourn in my complaint." And let me tell you, if you have something this morning that's working on you and God's working on you, you're either going to be glad in the Lord or you're going to be mourning in your complaint. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that you'll find out is that, first of all, a joyful noise. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to be able to be joyful and to be happy and so forth and on. And all that business there. I dreamed last night. Every now and again, I dream something. My wife will tell me about it. And she didn't tell me about this, so it obviously didn't wake her up. But somebody was in the house, and I walked by, and there they was, you know, and I woke myself up and said, "What are you doing?" You know, and it's a wonder she hadn't jumped up out of the bed. Sometimes, you know, sometimes she's got me talking, says I'm talking to somebody and all that business there. And so you may have a little bit of that every now and again, but let me just tell you something. God's on the throne and everything's running right on time. And you and I ought to recognize and know who He is and make a joyful noise unto God. I was thinking about, you know, whenever you notice there in the passage when he said, "Make a joyful noise, all ye lands." You know, we're involved in a worldwide ministry. We're not just serving God here in Nacogdoches, Texas. We're serving God, the same God that saved my soul, that saved your soul, is the God, only God, and the only Savior that can save anybody that's in the world. There's only one way to be saved, one person that we might be saved by, and His name's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, it doesn't matter how good people feel about themselves, about how they've already invented their own service. Let me tell you, if you don't come the only blood-bought way through Jesus Christ our Lord, you're going to bust hell wide open. I think about all you boys and girls and young men and young ladies and all that. Now, I just learned here that we've got two or three new drivers. Let's see, you got your driver's license. Then I learned this morning Miss Abigail got her driver's license. Anybody got their new license, their driver's license here of late? Here of late, who was it? Natalie got it? No, it wasn't that. Who was it? Well, we named her first, you see. That's okay. That's fine. That's fine. All the adults do just that right there. Did anybody want to mention Abigail? I've only mentioned her once. Okay, no. I just said all that. Congratulations, you're growing up, so forth and on, and we'll be watching for you on our side of the road. You need somebody to drive you around? Well, there's a couple of new licensed people right there. No? Some of them are back there. Some of them know how you drive and all that, but that's all right. That's all right. And so we're glad for you. And I want to say to you that we want to recognize is that things don't stay the same. I can remember when both of you were born. I can remember whenever you began to grow a little bit, when you finally got big enough to be able to go to school, when you finally got big enough to be able to grow, get to the place of close of graduation. Now that you started out driving, now you've got your own driver's license. Nobody stays the same. I can remember every time you heard a sermon, you believed God for it. You believed what God had to say. Now, if you're not careful, it'll just be, well, that's old Brother Dennis, or that's Paul. And let me say that again. I didn't get a lot of amens out of you kiddos that are here, but see what I'm talking about? Now, I wonder who it was that changed. Have I changed the message? No. Am I preaching the same Lord, the same Savior, the same sin, the same forgiveness? Am I preaching the same one that we all have always preached from ages? Well, then the change has happened in you, see. Now, I want to say to you that, if you will, and congratulations to congratulations to Jordan here. She got second place out of how many? 100, 200, or 100? 200? 100? Okay, well, you know, I don't hear well. You're going to have to get you. Yeah. She was roping and got second place out of 100, I guess, gals. Some of them a lot bigger than she was. Some of them, I doubt there are any of them smaller. Anybody smaller than you are, there you go. That's number one right there. I said all night to be able to tell you, we're not just in a ministry, friend. It's worldwide ministry. And I don't care where you go and who you're talking to, Jesus is the answer. Now, I want to tell you this here is that, you know, whenever you get crossways with God, ain't nobody got to tell you about it. You're not waiting when you get to church for the preacher to get up and all of a sudden expose that. But if you're a child of God, if you've been listening any length of time, you know immediately when you get crossways with God. And whenever you go to trying to hide your sin and live like you want to live and do whatever you want to do and sneak around about it. See? And I want to tell you right now is that, you know, the Bible said that if a brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. You know what will happen to you if you're not careful? You'll get to where you're a feces peddler. If you're not dealing with whoever it is that you're trying to be ugly about, then you're just, well, what have you done to help the situation? Well, you ain't done anything. Well, stop peddling feces. See that? I know some things about people that wouldn't do to tell in the dark, much less the light. Now, not any of you that I've mentioned here, in case anybody's wondering, I'm not talking about anybody that's mentioned here. I'm just talking about that all of us in general, friend, you better let God speak to your heart every now and again, and you better get a checkup from the neck up and find out exactly what God intends for you in your life. This Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the world, all ye lands. I mean, everybody ought to be happy in the Lord. If you're not happy in the Lord, you've got something that needs to be fixed. And let me tell you right now, and I realize I know that sometime there is, and here's a newlywed couple fixing to get married in the whole land, and they'll have enough problems on their own by themselves without your help. You know, whenever you talk about it, it's a blessed thing, but they don't have any idea what I'm talking about yet. And then they just think that it's going to be complicated till after they got a baby that comes along. And then you think that's bad. Wait till there's a teenager shows up on your screen. And they'll be just like you are. See what I'm talking about? But the Lord's ever going to be the same. It doesn't make any difference where you go and who you are and so forth and on. The Lord is ever going to be the same. And I'm going to tell you, everything that's wrong in the sight of God was wrong before you ever got here. It's wrong right now. It'll be wrong tomorrow. Everything that's right about you was wrong before you got here. It's wrong. It's right now. It's always been right in the sight of God. If whatever you're doing is right, you can rejoice and be glad all your lands. You know what happens whenever you get to the place in your life to where that you are always on your guard because now you're crossways with God? You know what happens to you? You think everybody knows it. And you think everybody, I remember old brother Jack Thrift one time was preaching and he said, have you ever noticed whenever you get wrong with God and sins in your life that it goes to weighting you down? And let me tell you, he says it gets to, well, when you're walking along, you're just getting more weighted down and more weighted down. And he said, when you see somebody and they're looking at you, they don't even know who you are, but you feel like God's told them where you're at and what you're doing. You ever notice that's right? Now, Jack might have been the one telling that old brother Jack, but I guarantee you right now, you can put that on Brother Dennis, or you can put that on Sister, or you can put that, you understand what I'm telling you? That's just the way sin does. Sin, it doesn't belong in your life. The Savior is there to reprimand whatever's wrong in the sight of God with that. I want you to notice, if you will, please, that the Bible said is that you and I ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then you ought to serve the Lord with gladness. That's what he said. You know, over there in Psalms 122, don't turn there, and by the verse number 1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now, you know, whenever you're in fellowship with God, you're glad when you get up. It don't matter if it's Wednesday night. Hey, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God. It doesn't matter if you just got saved. Listen, when you got saved by the grace of God, God put the Spirit of God living in your heart. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. You know, and I realize, I know that every now and again that you're probably a whole lot like me. I'm not bragging on that. But you wake up, oh my word, is it Sunday morning again already? God bless both of you. You see what I'm talking about? The Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, it isn't that way all the time. Now, if it's that way all the time with you, oh, man, Wednesday night, oh, man, Sunday again. If it's that way with you all the time, what you need is to get born again. You see what I'm talking about? When you got saved, the Spirit of God moves on the inside of your heart. I'm going to tell you right now, it'll make you glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I was thinking about whenever you begin to look into this lesson, you know, some people are glad, some are glad just to be able to conveniently betray the Lord like Judas Iscariot. Remember that? I mean, there was Judas that was numbered with the 12, and if you read over in Mark chapter number 14, about verse number 11, you'll find that he covenanted with that crowd that hated the Lord Jesus Christ, and he sold the Lord out to them for 30 pieces of silver. I want to say to you that, if you will, the Bible said in our text that we've read, we don't want to come before the presence of God like that with a betraying attitude. We want to come before the presence of God and do it with singing. I was thinking about, didn't that make you feel good to listen about these as they got up here and sang as a congregation and then as a special music? Wasn't that a blessing to your heart? Sure it is. There's not only that, it makes me think about all the others that are in here that can sing, and what a blessing that you have been and are now. I just wanted to say to you that make no mistake about it, you know, we ought to come before the presence of the Lord with singing. Notice another thing that in this chapter that we've looked at, he said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Look at that. I will tell you, he's our creator. He made us, not we ourselves. You know what he said there? Look there in verse number 3 of that text. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Look at that. And then he says, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves, we're the people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, I want you to watch that and see that. And I don't know much, but here's what I do know. I know that he's God, friend. I know he's the Lord. I know he's the Savior. I know he's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I know some things about God because of the Spirit of God and the leadership of the Spirit into the truth. Thy word is the truth. I was thinking about, as I was putting all this together, Miss Emily sings a song. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's talking about what I know. And what I know is when she sings that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, friend, is that it's good to be able to know him and the free pardon of sin. And I'm going to tell you right now is, make no mistake about it. Now, used to, before we got the sound system fixed, you know, it would just really jump out at you, you know. And when it got to that what I know part, first time or two, it scared me. But then we got it fixed. But what a blessing that is. Let me tell you, what do you know this morning? Do you know him in the free pardon of sin? And I'm not talking about having to look at your mama and ask, or your daddy and ask, your papa and ask, your mama and ask. I'm not talking about depending upon anybody else. I'm talking about inside your heart knowing him in the free pardon of sin. You know, we've become callous with familiarity. I don't know what more I could preach to you in this world that we're living in. I don't know what more I could preach that hadn't already been preached and said. It just bears repetition and needing to be said again. Yes, sir. But you know what I'm telling you? What exactly are you looking for and waiting on if you're not trusting the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind? Right. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, he's more than lyrics of a song. He's the Lord, he's the God, he's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and he's coming back again real soon. I want to say to you that fourthly, the Bible said to be ye thankful. Now, when you're trying to be thankful unto God, you ought to be thankful about who he is. You ought to be thankful about what he's done. You ought to be thankful about what he is doing. I can remember, whenever each one of you got in to trouble physically, whether you be childbearing or whatever it was, I remember that. I can remember, I've got pictures and I've got them on my phone and I've got some of them on my wall in my office there. And I can remember whenever God reached down and snatched you up as a brand from the burning. I can remember that. I remind myself about it every now and again because I want God to know that I know that he's God and I know he's done some spectacular things. Some of you look like more than just a little better than a bullfrog when you was born. But you look good to me. You look good to me. See, when I sit and look at it, I'm not looking at that and cringing and thinking about none of that. I'm looking at how good God has been to give us such a masterpiece as what he's given. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out the Bible said that we ought to bless his name. You know, the Bible said that whenever we come into this house, when you come into his gate, that you ought to come in with thankfulness in your heart. You ought to come in with your praise button pushed and come in giving praise and thanks unto God. You know, there's not a day of my life that I don't see a blessing from God walking down the hallway of my house. I said, Lord, watch over her today. Take care of her. I mean, I've bought a truck now. She's got to have a ladder to get in and out of. I'm going to get her a little parachute so when she jumps out, it'll... No, I remember where God brought us from, where we could have been had it not been for the grace of God. I want to say to you that we ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Do you realize that when you get to the house of God, you ought to prepare your heart to seek God? We don't. We come to the house of God ready to get out instead of preparing to seek after God in the face of God. I'm always asking the Lord, Lord, speak to my heart today. And let me tell you, he already has. In verse 5 of our text that we read, did you notice something about the Lord there? For the Lord, he is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth all generations. Do you know the mercy of God still in effect? If it wasn't, nobody could ever get saved. Do you realize and know that the Bible says is that over in the book of Colossians chapter number 3 and about verse 15, you can look at it and read it later, but he put us into one body. I'm glad to be in the body of Christ and to know it. The Bible said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Over in Hebrews in chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, the Bible said, all things are naked and open unto him with whom that we have to do. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out he sees us just like we are. Can you imagine God loving you in spite of who and what you are, what you've done, what you're doing? See? Now, I'll tell you right now, though I've been crossways with God, I'm sad to say, more than one time since the day I got saved. Some things that I don't understand, some things that I don't like, and sometimes I tell him. And then after he lets me have a fit and all that, he smites my heart and makes me ashamed that I've replied against my Maker. Let me tell you, if you won't argue with God, he'll afford you the luxury to do so. It's a nasty feeling, but let me tell you what ends up happening is he's going to win. Every time he's going to win it. And let me tell you, God never makes a mistake whatsoever. He never makes one error whatsoever. Make no mistake, he never surmises anything. Whatever God knows because he is God. And it'll be just exactly the way that he said it was. If you're here this morning, you say, preacher, God has tugged on my heart more than one time. Whatever it's about, God knows. God knows about whatever it is you've got going on. But why don't you take a little bit of time to go down to an old-fashioned altar and see if you can't get things altered with him. While we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, our musicians are ready, our song directors ready. As we look into this lesson that's here, it's good to be able to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we thank you now for all you've done and all you're doing. There may be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl that say, preacher, God's been tugging at my heart, and I will spend a little time down at an old-fashioned altar with him. Whatever the need is, Lord, thou knowest. Whether it be salvation, whether it be service, whether it be the peace of God that we've lost, that we need all understanding. Whatever the need is, thou knowest. In Jesus' name we pray.